No problem.
All right.
Let me call Mustafa. Mustafa. Okay. Mustafa. Yeah, Mustafa went out.
Okay. Back. Now it's the end of the show, so we say goodbye.
Yes, I have said
say hello to everybody, to Musa, to Mustafa, and to all the brothers and sisters.
Next time
we sing together. Okay.
Yes, thank you. All
right.
Ciao. Thank you. Bye. Good. All right.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Greetings and welcome to episode 166 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week the track by Negative Land. This is Freedom's Waiting.
Our Father, which art in heaven, humble words. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender.
Trenchant words.
Give me liberty, give me liberty, or give me death.
Thundering words.
The strongest words. The strongest word. The strongest word.
Persuasive.
The strongest word. The strongest word.
Inspirational words.
The strongest word is still the word free.
Grateful words.
Free. The word free. Strongest word is still the word free.
Men have lived for words.
Freedom.
Men have died for words.
Freedom.
Words. Cities have fallen for words.
Freedom's waiting.
Free. The right words.
Iraq, inflammable.
The right words.
Islam, insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting.
Impute, infamous, Koran.
Scathing words.
You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Freedom's waiting.
Israelic words.
Words.
Dirty.
Implacable.
Crass. Sarcastic.
Irreconcilable.
A little deluge of adjectives.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
The strongest word is still the word free.
Free. Believability.
Next to the word free, the best word is new.
Persuasive words.
The best word is new. New.
At your 7-Eleven, freedom's waiting.
For your kind of morning, it's our kind of freedom.
For you.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
We'll be right back.
wasn't the stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And I had the sensation that I was going to drown. I disappeared under the sea. And I would surface again. And I would start to drown again. And I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water, and I had the sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
It seemed to go down and down and down.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was very dark and very deep.
The sea is very deep.
I seem to be drowning.
I am going to drown. And I thought, well, it's no use trying to think I'm not going to drown. I am going to drown.
And it was frightening and suffocating.
No reflection in the water.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me.
And I began to feel very frightened.
And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear.
And then I would go down into the water, and the sea seemed vast, and there weren't many waves. It wasn't a stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And they were sort of bluey colours. Bluey-greeny colours.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
And then I would shout and say, I won't do it, I won't do it. And I would surface again.
I saw a cloud of spray rising high up into the air. And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it. I saw a cloud of spray.
And I had the sensation that I was going to drown. And I would surface again. And I would start to drown again. And I would surface again. Come up again. Then I would go down into the water. And I had the sensation that I was going to drown. And it was frightening and suffocating.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I must tell my mother.
All I can remember is falling into the water. It was very dark, and falling down, down, down. It was very dark and very deep. I seemed to be drowning.
I must tell my mother.
My clothes were dragging me back.
The sea is very deep. I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. The land at the bottom of the sea.
Very still, it's flat. No reflection of water.
Lovely clear water. The water looked to be rather sort of bluey.
I didn't like it. And suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things, all falling. Full of other people and other things, all falling, all going downwards the same as I was, and chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. Chairs and tables and things like this.
and I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them.
And I began to feel very frightened.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me. And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear. And as I sort of pushed back, and I felt I was pushing back the water, so I felt the mud in my hands. And then I seemed to be clear the mud, which was really saturated with water. And as I pushed and pushed, so I came across something, and I was still pushing, and I knew it was somebody. And I felt them. I could feel the shoulders, then the face, and then I could feel this tin hat. And as I pushed the hat one side, the helmet one side, so I could see my youngest brother's face. And then I felt him, knowing a little about first aid and that, I felt him and felt down the body. And as I got to the hip, he more or less shuddered. And I could see by his face that he was in pain, even though he had the mud and stuff on it. I pushed the hat back and I thought to myself, I knew he's safe, he's alive. I must tell my mother.
He just wasn't, because he was dead.
He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead. I just walked towards him. I just picked him up. And he wasn't anymore. And I couldn't think he was my baby. He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead.
I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. I always die on the land. The land at the bottom of the sea.
Nice, but dumb.
So what's up? So what's up?
Why am I paying that psychiatrist?
I wanna know.
There wasn't anybody there.
And I need to talk, talk.
What you're thinking?
I do.
So what's up?
What do you think?
He seems to think.
Time.
There is never enough. In fact, time is running out.
No problem.
Well, we're out of time. Well, we're out of time.
No time, no problem.
You need
minutes. No time.
And half a time.
No problem.
You need
time.
Time has never been so short.
If it's your time.
Baby, wait a minute. I'll be waiting in
jail.
I'll be there for you.
Who cares?
It's like, in order.
Go.
As soon as you put it in your mouth.
All right.
Trust. You. Push it for you. Only one. I'll tell everyone
you're a lip syncer.
You know that's not true.
Girl, you know it's true.
To me, he's a poster, an autograph, a CD. It's like he's not a real person because he's too
fake. Fake, fake.
True.
I'm gonna have to talk to her, didn't I?
That's I wouldn't do it if I was you. That's what? What?
Everybody is trying just as hard as everybody else. But when you whine and cry about it, that's when you get praised for.
We'll be right back. That was AP Vague, Tel Aviv number 2. Before that, Crisscrosses, not compatible. Before that was Perry and Kingsley, Countdown at 6. Before that, Guitar, with What You're Thinking. Before that, Delia Derbyshire, C. Before that, Music with Oktelkogpod. I started the show with Negative Land, Freedom's Waiting. Next up, here's a track by Richard Devine. This is called Partition Refinement.
Thank you.